Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
If you will, in your Bibles, if you have it, or your app, to Psalm 102. In verse 13, Psalms 102 and verse number 13. Scripture says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time, the kairos, the set time to favor her is come. God is preparing the remnant, this remnant in particular. I can speak in behalf of this house, and I know in general the church, the global church. But God is positioning and preparing the remnant for a new season, as I've said before, of reaping the harvest of souls. Amen. 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 Tell somebody, souls are coming. And it's not through marketing. You know, I believe that we're in a day and time where image is very important. Even though, you know, we don't try to just put on facades or, you know, try to be showy in that. But we live in a time where image is everything. And so what I'm saying here is we want to represent God as best we can. There's nothing shabby about the God that we serve. Amen. So that's really important. God is positioning us here at Resurrection Life, and I can say it more confidently and boldly now, I think, than ever before. Amen. I've been saying it down through the years, as Pastor Trevor said, when we couldn't see anything. When people say, "Where are all the folk gonna come from?" Well, no, how? There was not one house. There was one house across the street from our property. One little house. I don't know if anybody lived there. But somebody say, "But God." You know, I'm thinking in terms, Elder, of writing a book entitled "But God." You know, you got a lot of "But Gods" too. I stand in awe. You know, this is why we rejoice like we can and do when you begin to see it. You know, we've stood a test of time by the grace of God. We couldn't see anything. Not only do I see it, and I have seen it, this thing has infiltrated my bones. I dream this thing now. I get up in the morning, this thing drives me in the morning. My mind is saturated with what God is about to do. That's why, again, we train and continue to train the way that we do. We have to be ready to shoulder this, to carry this, when people are coming from all over the place just to see and just to visit, and all walks of life coming. Amen? So tell somebody right now, just get ready. Get yourself ready. Because the set time of favor has come. He's positioning us to transform our city. Our city will transform. I'm not saying we are the only ones, but we right in the mix. Governmental structures are going to transform. The church is going to rise to its proper place again. Amen. And not be the off-scouring, not be that which is thrown under the bus, but that has a voice. Amen. That people will listen and hearken to. The release of power and wealth is going to come into the hands of the righteous. I said the release of power and wealth is coming into the hands of the righteous. This is God's doing. And most of all, and I think what I find most exciting is that the revelation of the Father God that we serve is going to manifest to us as never known on the earth before. We're going to know dimensions in God that have not been known before. And I know some of y'all can't go there yet. Just stay with me. God's going to show up in these last days. Amen. He's the wine that didn't come from the vine. We've known the wine that's come from the vine, that was earthly, that came, that went through the processes. But there's a wine like at the wine of Cana that did not come from the vine. And guess what? God has saved or reserved that for last. So get ready for it. God has declared his set time of favor. Stay with me. Tell somebody, this is your set time of favor. I'm here. I'll say it boldly. I don't care what. I don't mean I don't care, but I don't care what you've been through or what circumstances may look like. When God declares a set time of favor, something's going to change. It does not matter. He's been working undercover. He's been working behind the scenes. You haven't seen it. He hasn't allowed you to see it. He hasn't allowed you to know it because he's developing your faith. But I'm here to tell you that God is about to do some stuff because he's declared a set time of favor. And whenever God declares a set time of favor, tell somebody, things change. You're going to be having a lot of but gods. Exodus, let's look at this real quickly. Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 21. The book of Exodus chapter 3. All the plagues and all the spiritual warfare to bring about deliverance for Israel from the bondage of Egypt. They hadn't even really started yet. God was renewing a covenant, but he said something. In verse 21 of Exodus 3, he said, "And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass, when you go, you shall not go empty." Amen. Just tell somebody, stay with me. Tell somebody, you ain't going empty. I heard a word yesterday in our prayer meeting in the morning, and someone said, God said, no more broke. Amen. Come on, tell somebody, no more broke. No more broke. Tell somebody else, no more broke. No more. One more time, tell somebody, no more broke. God says, I'm going to give this people favor. It's not something you earn by brown nosing. It's not something you earn by just getting in with the in crowd. No, God said, I'm going to give this people favor. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to give you favor with your enemies, the Egyptians, the ones that have oppressed you. I'm going to give you favor in their sight, and it shall come to pass when you are released, you're not going out broke. You're not going out empty. See, when God declares a time of favor, something changes. Let's take a look at Esther. No, let's take a look at chapter 12 of Exodus and verse 35. Exodus 12. In verse 35 and 36. And see, God said this early on, before they could see any of it. Amen. But here's God saying it now, after it's all transpired, after it's all come to pass. In Exodus 12, verse 35, it says, "And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians." Now,
The King James is sufficient.
But a lot of times the words that they use are not the original words. So see, let me just kind of say, Israel wasn't borrowing. See, when you borrow something, you're supposed to give it back. No, God said they spoiled. He gave them such favor that the Egyptians gladly gave them. Please just leave us. Take whatever you want. God has so broken them that they gave everything they desired, and they left out, the Bible says, with a high hand. They didn't leave out broke. They didn't leave out sick. They didn't leave out any kind of way. They left out with a high hand. They had spoiled the enemy. Tell somebody, God's about to give you some favor. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? The set time of favor has come. And so we see every time in the scripture that God declared a time of favor, something changed. In Esther chapter 5, get to the book of Esther, right after Nehemiah. Esther chapter 5. You know Nehemiah? Esther chapter 5, and I'll start in verse 1. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon the royal throne, his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Haman had orchestrated or was orchestrating a genocide to destroy all the Jews. But Esther had people fast with her and pray with her, and she said, you know what? If I perish, I perish, but I'm going to see the king. And because she made up her mind and had that degree of resolve, tell somebody, she found favor. I'm here to tell you this morning, when you make up your mind, whatever it takes, I'm going to serve God. Whatever it takes, I'm getting through this. Whatever it takes, I'm going to subdue this. Whatever it takes, I'm going to fulfill my destiny. When you have that type of resolve, guess what? Change is going to come. And somehow favor is going to come to you. We all love the story of the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. I want you to see, though, after they stood against the decree of Nebuchadnezzar and the fire had no authority over them, could not burn them, but rather burned up the enemy that threw them in and burned up the bondages that they were bound with, but didn't burn their turbans or their robes or their skin or anything like that. When they came out, they were promoted by Nebuchadnezzar. They were elevated.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.